Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 15 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock and 82 degrees at our studios. Val Zane with me, the executive director of the Wilson Performing Arts Center. Val, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's the most exciting thing you're doing today?
We have the first day of our camps today.
Today?
So right now there's 35 kids running around over at the Wilson just having a blast with Laura Laprelle. Yeah, our crayon camp kicks off today, and this is camp season, which is why I brought this amazing crew with me,
Ripplingers. You brought a crew with you today. Before we get to the Ripplingers, how was your weekend? What did you do?
Oh my gosh, my weekend was fantastic. We had fireworks, food, and family. That's what it's all about, right?
Yes, absolutely.
My second favorite holiday. Absolutely had a blast at, you know, just the whole family. My husband has a gigantic family, and then there's me. I have like four people on my side of the family.
Okay.
But yeah, so it was just trying to remember everyone's names. And
I got you.
How about you?
Fireworks, family. So we have
a new baby.
So that was kind of fun.
Congrats.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have a new baby. I'm a new grandpa.
Willard, he is so cute.
That's right.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, so he's been here a few times, but obviously not today. Okay, so we have a bunch of guests with us. You want to introduce our guests, Val?
Absolutely. These are the Ripplingers.
The Ripplingers.
So Renee is over here.
Hi.
Good morning, Renee.
Madison.
Hello.
Madison, how are you?
Good.
Cammy and Floy.
Hello.
Cammy, how are you? How old are you, Cammy?
7.
7 years old. And Floy. Floy, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Nice to see you. You are just well. I mean, this is great. Everyone is enjoying the day. It's a beautiful day. How was your weekend?
It was work-filled and family-filled. It was nice. I got to work while having my family with me watching the fireworks.
Uh-huh.
We did something new, so it was fun.
So very cool. So tell me a little bit about the fam. So these are all your girls.
I'm missing one.
Well, who are we missing?
We're missing Aubrey. She's my oldest.
Okay.
She's going to be a junior. She's staying up and working at a camp in Minnesota for the BSA of America, Scouts.
Okay. So you guys are all involved in theater.
Yes.
And camps.
Very involved. They're absolutely amazing over at the Wilson. All of them, including Dad, right?
Yes.
Oh, where's Dad?
So he's working today, but he had his debut in Legally Blonde as Callahan this last show.
What's Dad's name?
Andrew Ripplinger.
Okay. Andrew Ripplinger. Okay, Floy. Can I visit with Cammy?
Yeah.
So, Cammy, tell me about yourself. How old are you, Cammy?
How old are you?
7.
7 years old. Are you participating in the camps at the Wilson Performing Arts Center?
This is my first show.
Oh, are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking forward to most?
I don't know.
What part did you get? Do you remember?
Minnie Anna.
Okay.
That's a big deal.
Minnie Anna. Tell me about Minnie Anna. This is something you're still learning, or when's the show?
We're still learning.
Still learning it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And Madison. Madison, how old are you?
I'm 11.
11 years old. Tell me, have you been in shows before?
Actually, yes, I have.
And which ones?
Prancer, Goonybird Green, A Little Mermaid, and I've been in, like, a bunch of camps. I've been four.
What's the best? Do you like being on stage?
Yes.
Is it fun?
Yes.
Do you get nervous at all?
Yes, definitely.
Do you really? Is it hard to memorize all the lines?
Okay, Prancer was probably the hardest one to memorize.
Why is that? Were there a lot of lines?
I had 390 lines to memorize.
Oh, wow.
She was the lead.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was hard.
Was it fun?
Yes.
And how old were you then?
9.
9 years old.
That was 2 years ago.
That's pretty remarkable. Wow. Well, will you do it again? Will you be on stage again?
Yeah.
Definitely. What's the, if you had to say, this is my favorite thing about it, what would you say? Being with people, meeting new people, being on stage.
Being on stage and making new friends would be my favorite part.
I like it. Okay. So, Madison, and we have with us Renee. You're a freshman.
Yep.
Okay, Renee. So you've been in productions before.
Yes.
Tell me the productions you've been in.
Oh, goodness. That's going to be School of Rock, Prancer, Descendants down in Glenwood. Little Mermaid Between the Lines, also in Glenwood, and then Legally Blonde, and then again 4-ish camps.
Okay.
And the talent show.
What do you do?
And the talent show.
What's the favorite part for you?
Just acting and being able to be on stage and being able to show different sides of who you are and being able to showcase your different, like, talents.
Right. Because everyone's different, right? Every time you're on stage, it's a different role, a different thing. Yeah. Have you been involved in camps?
Yes.
What do you do in camps? When we're saying at camp, what do you do?
Well, so there's the one with Laura Laprelle, which is the last year we did it. It was where you were trying to learn all the behind-the-scenes stuff, where you're making costumes, making props, making set. We did a puppet show, so I did a puppet show to my friends and my sister. And then there's Becca's camp and Julie's camp, where Becca and Julie are doing their camp this year, which is Frozen Junior.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Becca did a camp where it was showcasing all of the, everyone who was in the camp what get to do like an act of their own, whether it was talent, like it was any kind of their own talent. So it was basically a talent show that she hosted, and we did improv stuff, and it was a lot of fun.
So you have done everything from like backstage props to being right out front in front of people. Do you sing as well?
Yes.
You do it all. You guys do it all. So that's
they
pretty
do it all.
They're a talented bunch.
They really are.
They're a talented bunch, Val. I don't know how you top that.
I don't.
So you have camps going on now.
Yes.
That are starting today. Are you guys involved in these camps?
We're involved in Frozen Junior, which is next week.
Okay.
The cast just came out.
The cast list just came out.
Renee, who are you playing?
I got Prince Hans.
Oh, wow. Okay. Will there be a lot of lines to learn with that?
I'm not sure. I haven't had a chance to look at the script yet.
Do you get nervous when you, I mean, you've been on stage a lot at this point.
I think I was nervous for School of Rock, which is my very first show, but ever since then, I have not really gotten nervous for to be on stage.
Good for you. That's so awesome.
I still get nervous.
I always get nervous.
So do you perform, Mom?
I do, yes. I was in Legally Blonde. I was Mom and a store person and the ADA Riley at the end opposite of my husband.
Uh-huh.
So we were the married couple. We were Elle's parents. And then we were opposite attorneys at the end of the show. And I did a lot of backstage work, too, for that show.
That's showing a lot of versatility right there. Wow.
So much.
So you, before we turn the mic on, Flo, you told me, Floyd, you told me that you sang opera in college. Is that right?
In classical performance, yeah. I was trained as a classical singer and soprano. I sang a lot of foreign languages.
Oh, wow. Is that kind of fun?
It's fun.
Is it challenging?
I think musical theater is more challenging because it wasn't my wheelhouse till I stepped in it when we got to Southwest Iowa. And so actually this is probably more challenging, but also more fun.
Uh-huh. Do you guys sing at home?
My house is never quiet.
quiet. Before we came here, you would hear all of us like just singing. And whenever we get ready to go, that's all we're doing is listening to music and singing along with it and belting the lyrics.
Renee, can I share your preschool story?
Yes.
She got the award in preschool for the most talented bathroom singer.
Oh, wow.
Because she'd go into the bathroom and they had to come and like, what's going on in there? She was singing the whole time.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Great acoustics.
That's great. So obviously this is important to you as a family, right, Floyd? And you all participate, and you're all very talented and well-spoken. I have the opportunity to visit with a lot of kiddos and young folks and people, and I think many times when I'm visiting with ones that have been on stage and learn lines and talk to people, you can tell a marked difference in those conversations, as evidenced by our conversation.
We think that the Wilson is just nothing but a fabulous place for kids.
Yeah.
We like the opportunity that they have their own time to shine. We can do things together, and there are things specifically for adults, you know, that may not, you know, they rotate those shows really well, and it's been nothing but a blessing for our family, especially when we moved. It was one of the first communities that we found that had some additional options that we don't have at our local school, and so music and theater and combining all of those things has been what my girls need and love, and they just do nothing but shine when they're up there.
They give me all the feels. I love you.
Love that. You love that. So one of the things, too, that I want to – and we'll touch on a little bit when we talk about camp – you have activities that support scholarship funds so that everyone and all students can participate, right?
Absolutely. People of all ages. We have, I mean, so many educational programs at the Wilson, whether it be piano, voice, drums. all sorts of things. You know, we recently have a guitar instructor
yeah.
now.
Sure.
And then all of our camps and a lot of our programs throughout the year, classes and workshops, we constantly do fundraisers all year long to put money into the scholarship fund
yep.
so that people of all ages, it mostly goes to kids, but we also have like an 82-year-old woman. I don't know if she would like me to say her name because I just said her age. Okay.
Yeah.
But taking piano, you know, like, so to me, and she's on our scholarship, you know, program. To me, it's like whatever you can do to make the arts accessible. The arts, as we all know, it's fun, right?
Yeah.
But it's also, it builds confidence, right?
Uh-huh. Obviously.
I've seen, yeah,
right,
obviously,
you can, yeah.
Yeah. Confidence. There's so many skills that you get in addition to things like, you know, making friends and like just having fun. But yeah, no, all the life skills come out of community theater, I think.
So the camps that are going on that start today.
Yeah, they
you
start
have 30
today.
Or 35 students?
We have about 35. Oh, I think it's 38 students over there right now. And then Frozen, I think, is pushing 40 right now.
Okay.
There's still availability for some more kids want to join. And we have scholarships available for that as well.
Okay.
So right now, yes, Laura LaPrelle's camp is often, you know, off to the races as of today. Frozen Junior Camp starts July 20th through the 26th. It includes two big performances that Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm, the 25th and 26th.
That's
please,
right.
Please come see us. It'll yep. be yeah. so fun.
Pretty please.
And all the proceeds from that go directly into the scholarship fund. So it's only $10. It gets you out of the heat. And like, not only do you get to see a very cool, see what I did there? Show. Okay. But, you know, we have really great air conditioning at the Wilson. So
you
come do. On over.
It could be Frozen Junior, right?
Frozen
yeah.
Junior. Yeah. Oh. It could be Frozen Senior. Hey.
That's Julie and Becca. Julie Murn and Becca Jackson.
Absolutely. You know, Becca Jackson just got married this past
yeah.
weekend at the
yeah.
Wilson.
Oh, wow. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's
we
right.
We had a fabulous wedding at the Wilson. It was absolutely magical, I would say. Yeah, it was absolutely great. And she's going to be coming off of her honeymoon directly into Frozen Junior.
Mm-hmm. You have tickets on sale. Now, the camp for Frozen Junior is the July 20th through the 26th.
Yes. And the last 2 days are the show.
Okay. You'll participate in that, correct, Renee?
Yes.
Okay. All right. What all do you do? Is that like all day? Or is it an afternoon
so
or
it's
what?
It's a camp. So it's 10?
9 to 4.
So, yeah, 9 a.m. to 4. And just, I'm not entirely sure how it's going to work this year, but last year, we were just rehearsing and learning everything all day. We had a separate time for dance and everything and
mm-hmm.
music. And then you would go and you would work on acting stuff. And then you'd have lunch and then you'd do it again.
There
and then the next day would roll around and repeats and you get everything.
A lot of development with that. So, are you doing a camp, Madison?
Yeah, I'm also doing Frozen Junior with the girls.
How do you guys work together when you're on stage? So what's that dynamic
said,
like?
That's a question.
We've only... Oh, yeah, you go.
Yeah, Madison. So how do you guys work together? How do you work with your sisters on stage?
We have to be careful not to mess up our lines.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, like, when we're off stage, we will make, like, funny faces at each other. To see if the other one will crack. Not when we're actually doing the show, but like sometimes we will test each other at home.
Uh-huh.
And that's fun.
You can work on your lines like, that way at home too, right?
Yeah.
That's very cool. So what do you, so do you have performances at home? Like you sing at home,
yes.
But do you act and perform at home as well?
Yes,
before
definitely. We went to the Wilson, Renee and me and Cammy would just like make these little plays for mom and dad. And it was so much fun.
And then that inspired them to get us into musical theater, which we are doing now.
All right.
So now it's like official.
Very cool. So the day the Crayons quit camp, is that right now?
That's happening
yes.
right now.
And then Frozen Junior is July 20th through the 26th. Tickets are still available?
Tickets are still available. Yep. You can go to our website, wilsonartcenter.org, or you can give us a call, 712-623-3135.
Okay. And those proceeds go to support the scholarship?
Every last dollar goes to support the scholarship fund.
I love it. Okay. Okay, so where do we want to go from there, Val? What do we want to touch on?
Special needs camp.
Let's do that. This is one that has become like super special for you.
So special. Our special needs camp, adult theater camp, is July 27th through the 31st. It's completely free. Thanks to Parker Hannifin, we're able to, and the volunteers in the community and people donating supplies.
Yeah.
We're able to have this camp every year, and it's completely free. This camp gives you all the feels. Literally, every adult that comes to this camp signs up again to come to the camp again next year. So we have 100% re-signing rate right now. Like,
that's
where
awesome.
Everyone that was there last year is coming this year, and then some. We just, our theme for this year is anything goes, because really it's anything goes. Like, we ask the campers what they want, and then they tell us, like, if they like to sing, then we get them up there singing. If they like to do art, we have art all week long. We have exercises. We have different people coming to visit the camp.
Yeah.
But really, it's just fun. It's just fun and, like, building confidence. It's absolutely my favorite week of the entire year. Candy Gary directs this camp, and we all know Candy is absolutely
amazing. She's awesome.
Amazing.
Yeah, she
Thank
can give.
Thank you, Val and Candy.
So, how can people? It's not full yet, right?
Is it
full?
It's never full.
Okay. So, if someone, you know, if you wanted to sign someone up or whatever, how would I do that?
You can just call the Wilson. Give me a call, 712-623-3135. And we'll send you a registration form. The registration form is basic. It's like, what's your name, your address, and, like, what do you want to do in camp? What don't you like? We don't want to do things you don't want to do, you
sure.
know? And then, yeah, come to camp and have fun. Right now we're accepting, donations of, like, supplies. Like, we need art supplies, so, like, crayons, markers, paint, stuff like that. And also snacks. We have a lot of campers who are, like, gluten-free or have allergies.
Yeah.
So those kind of, like, allergy snacks is what we're really looking for, individual things. And, you know, Mark Jackson gives us water, which is amazing.
Yes, he does.
So we
yeah.
have that all covered.
Yep.
But, yeah, if the entire community gets involved in this activity, and we absolutely love that.
Third year?
This is our fourth year.
Fourth year.
Yeah.
Gosh, time slips by so fast.
I know.
Wow. Okay, fourth year. And continues to grow.
Continues to grow year after year.
All right. Where do we want to go from there, Val?
Well, we have our we're accepting people to join our guitar lessons, and also piano and drums and voice.
Okay, I want to ask our Ripplingers, the Ripplingers. Do you play instruments? Musical?
Yes.
I mean, obviously you sing.
Yeah.
What do you play?
I play the flute.
Okay.
I play the baritone.
Okay. Mom?
So I play bassoon and all of the saxophones.
Okay.
And
wow.
I haven't in a couple of years, but it's just because the bassoon's mighty expensive to own.
That's right. We had a bassoon player in our family at one point in time as well.
Really?
Yeah. Will played the bassoon for a year.
Okay.
No
all
kidding.
Right.
And Cammie's learning? When
Not
do you
yet.
Start to learn?
Not yet.
Not
Fifth
yet.
Grade is when they start in school, and we
Where's school?
We're East Mills, and
uh-huh.
we've got Sarah Hotchkiss for our band director, who's
She's
just
amazing.
Fabulous.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Okay.
Quite
Very
the
cool.
encourager. She always shows up at our shows at the Wilson. She's quite our encourager.
That's awesome. Awesome. Okay. So you have lessons.
We do. So if you want to learn, if you want to learn right now to play any of those things, give us a call. If you need a scholarship, give us a call. We would love to help you learn how to play. You know, Josh Craig right now just started doing the teaching he's not just started teaching, but he's just started at the Wilson.
Right.
Guitar, bass, ukulele. And I'm signing up to play the ukulele.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
How fun.
I'm going to be awesome. You can't
yes,
wait.
You
I know.
I know. I want you to bring it in and play on air sometime.
I think I will. You don't really want that, but, like, I will do it.
I totally.
I'm not afraid.
I totally want it. You are unafraid, Val. You're unafraid. So very cool, but that's for anyone, right?
That's for anyone, yeah.
Call and sign up.
Any age, come and, you know, learn to play an instrument, or if you want to sing, take vocal lessons with Tara Marsden or Becky Neff at the Wilson, yeah.
Okay.
We got it all going on.
Let's talk about season passes. You're getting ready to start your season, right?
We are.
When's the first?
This one starts on October 10th. We pump things off with Pump Boys and Dinettes. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yes, we have a full season of 14 amazing shows. It
yeah.
starts in October. If you want season passes, they're $250 for the entire season, which is over 40% off the box office price. We also still have our family four-pack if you want to get a four-pack of tickets, family.
Yes.
We need six.
They're $100. So, yeah, but if you're also looking for just to come to a show and you can't afford tickets, just give us a call. We will give you tickets to a show just to get you in the door and, like, you know, to enjoy the show.
You really make it accessible to people.
That's,
I mean,
like, our goal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you have a question, concern, call and talk.
If you want a tour, come over.
Val's great. Val's Aww, great. So,
thank you.
WilsonArtCenter.org.
Yes.
You can purchase tickets. 712-623-3183.
You got it.
That's your phone number.
Yes.
You can stop down. You don't really have regular hours because you have kind of a
Yeah, because we always have things going on. Yeah. So, like, depending on, like, if you see the open sign, you know we're there. If you want to give us a call, come on over. But we're there most days. You know, it's just because we have events at night and on the weekend. It's just me and Candy, you know, full time over there. Yeah. So, like, we have camp. We're open right now. We got camp all day long. That might be a crazy time to stop by for a tour, but it could be fun.
It could be fun.
So, we have with us, Val brought guests today. We have the Replingers. We have Floyd, Cammy, Madison, and Renee, but we are missing Aubrey.
And Drew.
Mm-hmm. Aubrey is what grade? What grade is
She's
Aubrey?
She's going to be a junior.
She'll be a junior. And Drew, does Drew perform as well?
So his first performance was actually Legally Blonde here in Southwest Iowa as Callahan on stage.
That was his first performance?
That was his first
one. Oh, wow.
And he rocked it. I knew he would. We've been trying to get him on stage since we started at the Wilson.
When was the first time you were on stage, Floyd?
Oh, a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, like college? I mean, obviously if you're...
No, high school. Okay. I was quite competitive singing in high school and band and choir and music theater and... scariest first time was probably my first time singing in Tulsa when sang a pretty intimidating French piece for opera. Wow. So
I would think so.
Yeah, that's intimidating.
I think we need to get Floyd on stage with some
opera. She was one of the leads. She was Rosalie in School of Rock.
That was a lot of fun. Talk about a lot of nerves after not being on stage like that in quite a few years. But it was a lot of fun playing Rosalie. For sure.
This whole family is just absolutely amazing. We're so blessed and lucky to have them at the Wilson. Super talented, really hardworking. I mean, just look at them though. I mean, gorgeous. Like, just everything, skilled, all the things. Like, this family is like
check every
not
box.
Messing around, yeah, you guys.
It's awesome. Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot, Renee. You know, you're a freshman.
Yes.
You're going to be a freshman. So I'm going to give you a pass a little bit, okay? I'm going to ask you a really difficult question. What do you want to do after high school? You have a long time to think about it. Mom, don't listen. So, it can be, and we're not going to hold you to it.
Before I was definitely thinking about modeling.
Yeah.
And then now that, like, we're getting into more things, I'm opening my horizons and looking into going, I think, more musical theater. I used to think, I'm going to try my hardest to get into Juilliard. Well, maybe not Juilliard, maybe somewhere different, but I definitely want to do some musical theater, maybe not for my major or just in general, because it's so fun.
Yeah, you have plenty of time to think about it. You're a freshman. You're going to be a freshman a lot of time. So very cool. All right. What does the rest of your day hold today, Madison? What are you going to do the rest of the day?
We're probably not really going to go anywhere. We're probably just going to stay at home, watch TV, have a nice lazy day. That would be nice.
I think the pool is on the agenda.
Yes.
Yay!
And we're getting ready to go camping, go up and visit my oldest who's not in town. Yeah. So we're got to get ready to go.
Okay. Where are we camping at?
Up by
Minnesota.
I forget the town name.
Goodness.
It's Camp Wilderness. This is a BSA Scouts camp up there she's working. So we're going to go camping up by... I can't remember. Man Trap Lake. That's what it is. Man Trap Lake.
That's
great.
I don't know if I like the name of that.
Stay away, Aaron. Stay away.
Certainly a little bit. That's okay.
You know my theory about the summer. I just told you earlier about, if you want the summer to last, you got to be bored.
Yeah.
Right?
There you go.
You got to be bored. The more you do, the faster it goes.
All right. Very cool. So, Val, anything else from the Wilson Performing Arts Center that we want people to take away?
Just the Wilson is awesome. It's like such a great place to be all the time. And, you know, we welcome everyone, literally everybody. So there is a place for you at the Wilson. Please come support the arts. If you're not necessarily wanting to be on stage, come help out backstage. Come just watch a show. Anything you do in connection to the Wilson helps the arts. It helps the children in our community. It helps everything. It just makes the world a better place, period.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to ask Mom a question, Floyd Rippler. Obviously, it's important to you to have your girls involved in theater and production and all the hard work that comes with that, quite frankly. What would you say to other parents that are thinking about encouraging their kids to go out, wanting their kids to go out? What do you say to those parents?
I say it loudly to anyone who asks when we do our performances. It's a place of fun and make-believe. And and a formation of the brain that just lasts a lifetime. Music is something that's been studied over and over again to have long-lasting positive effects on the brain. And put that in with pretend and fun and friends and telling stories that either are serious or are silly. It's just something that is good for kids to learn how to interact with each other and to learn and know who they are, both on stage and off, and to know that they can use their voice, whether they're speaking seriously or to have the confidence to play and have fun.
There's an element of hard work and discipline that comes as well. I mean, it all seems effortless when people are on stage, but there's a lot of work that goes into that. That is a very, very valuable skill and discipline that you're teaching.
When we're in show mode, we're constantly going over lines together at home, or they're coming up with a different idea. Mm-hmm. Like one thing I was talking with the cute little Lucy lately was, what's Lucy's last name?
Gandhi,
yeah. About what would this musical look like connected to another musical, and what would be the middle story, and it gets those brain waves that turn in, and just creativity, and then discipline follows, and making things come to life. And I think that's just nothing but beneficial to every person that's able to work through that.
Very cool. I love it.
Gandhi, by the way, she won our youth talent contest in her category.
She's
absolutely
awesome.
She is a ventriloquist with many other talents as well. She's actually over there helping with the camp this week. I think another thing is like how much follow through this kind of stuff teaches.
Yes.
You know, it's one thing to sign up for something. It's another thing to see it all the way through to the end. Mm-hmm. And despite the hard work and the effort that it takes. And like this family's nailed that. But like so many people that come to the Wilson, like, get involved, and they don't want to quit. They want to keep going. They want to do it again and again and again and again.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about you don't get the part that you wanted. We can still work through that. How can you find it? Make it your own. You still have to put in the work. You committed. And that's been something we work through as a family, for sure. And not every show is going to be exactly what they envisioned, but it always turns out fabulous and fun every time.
Even though it seems like it's not coming together. It will always come together.
It comes together. I love it. Great stuff. Very good, Val.
Thank you.
WilsonArtCenter.org. That's a great place to start. Very good. Nice to see you all.
Nice to see you.
Pleasure to visit with you. Nice to meet you all, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Been a real pleasure. Make it a great day. Again, Val Zane with us from the Wilson Performing Arts Center. We have with us Floy, Cammy, Madison, and Renee Replinger. We're missing Drew and Audrey, but maybe next time. There you go. Thank you. Make it a great day. Nice to visit with you all.
KCSI-FM, Valeska.